You each signed an agreement saying neither of you would bring this embryo to term without the other's consent. I mean, it sort of seems like a dead issue at this point, is it? Yeah. Sofia Vergara, a beautiful actress. She's about to get married. She's starting this new life, very successful. She doesn't want to have a child with her ex. You are perceived as the guy who cannot let go of a relationship. She wants to move on.
We filed this back in October. This is not something that is new. This has nothing to do with this at all. This has to do with bigger, really moral, you know, legal and ethical concepts that are out there about lives that we've already created and nothing to do with anything else.
Nick, a lot of people look at this timing and they say this timing is so weird. All right, the op-ed comes out right at the very time that Sofia is promoting this movie. She's on the red carpet. She's doing all that kind of stuff. And then, boom, this comes out. It looks sort of like a publicity thing.
Sure.
You want press.
Sure. Unfortunately, I didn't even come out with the story to begin with. It was leaked to the press. There was comments made by her team in the press, and I felt that I needed to come out and correct the record. Mm-hmm. I submitted the op-ed to the New York Times a week before it even went out. I have no control when the New York Times prints their op-eds.
Any financial motivation, Nick? Because I think people are going, why would he be doing this? Like, what's the deal?
Not only do I not have any financial motivation, I've offered her to waive all financial responsibilities. I'll financially pay to raise this child, put it through college. I mean, I can give these children a wonderful life. I mean, and these girls will be raised knowing that they have a father who fought so hard for them that they'll know they'll be loved so much.
You can understand as a mother, as from Sofia's perspective, you wouldn't want to have children walking around because inevitably they're going to say, who's our mom? And you're going to say, oh, it's the lady over there on television. Does that not put her in a position where she sort of has to agree in some sense?
You know, I want these children to have the best lives possible. So whatever makes everybody happier, but There's nothing I want to do more than bring these children to life. I mean, they're already alive. They're on a journey and a pathway to being born. Why go the other way? And we're talking about equal rights. Why err on the side of death? We should be always erring on the side of life, especially when life's already been created.